Okay, Chevra, we are on Ches Amud Beis. Today we are wrapping up the Agadic section of our Gemara. And we're discussing more advice when it comes to food. Amalu Ravalu Rav Livnei. We're on Ches Amud Beis, and we are in the middle. Right, middle section. About fifth to last narrow line of the narrows. Says the Gemara, Amalu Ravalu Ravina, Kishatim Chait Fin Basir, when you go and cut the meat. Al Tachtichu Al Gabe Ayah. Don't cut the meat on your hand. Rather, put it on the table and then cut it. Something a mother would say. Ika, the Amr, there are those who say, Mishum Sakana. There are those who say, because otherwise it's dangerous, you might come to cut your hand. Right? Vika de Amri Mishum Kilkul Su'uda. Other people say it's because it's going to be a Kilkul Su'uda. It might cause your hand to get cut. The blood's going to drip on the food and it's going to be disgusting to people who eat it. Let's face it, it's not ketchup. Furthermore, the Gemara says, V'alteshu almitas aramois. Don't sit on a arami bed. Arami is a nation. Right? V'altavru, we'll see exactly what this bed is shortly in the Gemara, so don't panic if you don't know yet, understand yet. V'altavru achuri beis kinesis b'shah shatzibur mispalin, and don't traverse in the back of a shul while the tzibur is davening. And we'll see why shortly. Again, somehow that makes you look like a kofer, a non-believer. Says the Gemara, why did Rava tell his children not to sit in our rami bed? V'alteishvu almitas aramis. Why? Ikadiyami, there are those who say, lo signu, below kriyashmo. That means it's just like an arami goes to bed without saying kriyashmo almita. You shouldn't go to bed without saying kriyashmo almita. V'ikadami, de lo tinsibu girusa. There are those who say that you should not marry a giyores. And the reasons are given is because we tend to have to make fun of goyim. And therefore, they're going to feel, it's going to feel badly about it. You got to wonder, why not stop making fun of goyim? Okay, yeah.
Why are they specifically choosing an arami?
Arami Ovidovi, right? I don't know. Maybe Lovin is the paradigm. Maybe it's specifically that kind of nation. I don't know. I was wondering that comes from Lovin. Vika di Amri Aramis Mamish. There are those who say that you shouldn't sit on the bed of Mamish, somebody from the nation of Arami. And why? Because the story happened with Rapapa. The Rapapa Azal Lagabe Aramis. Rapapa once went to an Aramis woman. Okay. Hotzilo Mita. She took out the bed. Amrlo Shave. She said to him, sit. So Rav Papa said to him, in Yoshivad Shitak Viya Samita, I'm not going to sit until you pick up the bed. Higbiya Samita. They picked up the bed. Umatsa Sham Tinok Mace. And there they saw there was a baby that was dead. Oh my gosh. So Rav Papa would have been blamed for the death. That was the whole plan. It was a setup. And Rav Papa chapped ois. Mikad Omru Chacham, from here the Chacham say, Asa Leishiv Amitas Aramis. You know how to sit on an Arami's bed. Rav also says to his children, remember, V'alta avru achuri beis kinesis b'shah shatzirim is palin. Don't pass by a shul in the back when the community is davening. Says the Gemara, Messiah Leilu Rabbi Yishu ben Levi. This aids and abets the opinion of Yishu ben Levi. Dar Yishu ben Levi, Asa la'odim shavar achuri beis kinesis. The person is not allowed to pass through the back of a shul, while b'shah shatzirim is palin. While the tzibur is davening, because again, you look like a kofi, you look like you're somebody who doesn't care about shul. Everybody else is davening, and I'm going to be going in the back talking about the Knicks. Amr Abaye, Abaye qualifies this din. V'loy Amrin, Ela deleka pischa achrina. We only say this when there's no other opening, because if there's another opening, people say, oh, okay, the reason why you didn't come in this opening in the back is because you're going in the opening in the front. Also, Ela deleka pischa achrina. Aval ika pischa achrina, but if there's another opening, les len ba, it's not a problem. Furthermore, lo amrin, we only said that this isra passing by the end back of a shul, ela deleka beknisha sachrina, that's if there's no other shuls in the neighborhood. Avalika beknisha sachrina, but if there's another shul in the neighborhood, what are people going to say when they see you passing in the back of the shul? They're going to say you're at the other shul, leis len ba, therefore there's no prohibition in passing the back of the shul when it's davening. Velo amrin, and the third qualifier of this din of when you can't pass the back of a shul when they're davening. El delo darituna velo roit velo marach tefillin. That's if you're, if you're not wearing tefillin. Aval ika chadme, or if you're not wearing tefillin, or if you're not, carrying something, or if you're not running, etc. Because if you're running, it looks like you're going somewhere important. If you're carrying, it means the reason why you're not going to shul is not because you're not going to shul, it's because you gotta bring home the groceries for your mother. Okay? And if you're wearing tefillin, avada, we know that what? We know you're not a kofer, because why are you wearing tefillin? Because you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El ikachad mehanach, but if you have one of those three things, if you're carrying something, if you're running, if you're wearing tefillin, leis len ba, there is no iser. Because this nicker, that the reason why you didn't enter into the Beis HaKnesses is because of one of these other items. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. There are three reasons why I love the minhagim of the people from Madai. Number one, when they cut the meat, they only cut the meat on the table, and not on their hands, like we said before. Number two with a circle, when they kiss somebody, they only kiss people on the hands. You know, like those fancy French people. And the third, right, you know, they kiss the hands. And when they give out Eitzah, and they don't want these things to be known, that people are searching for Eitzah or etc., Ein Yoatzin Ela Besada. They only give advice in the field and not in the home. Because in the home, they're concerned that maybe one of the people in the home will hear, and it's going to become public. What's the pasuk that we learn that you shouldn't give advice except in the field? We learn it out when Yaakov wanted to leave Lavan's area. What did he do to meet with his wives? Vayishlach Yaakov, vayikra l'Rachel v'l'Leah. Yaakov called out to his wives, Rachel Leah, hasadeh el tzono. He went out to the field to discuss the tzon and everything else. So people should know what's going on with his properties and his secrets. Okay. Now, since we mentioned Rabbi Akiva, that the three things that he likes the people from Madai, the Gemara is going to bring something else that's similar. Tanya, we learned in a Braise from Gamliel. There are three reasons why he loves the Pharisees. Because they're tzniyas. Number one, how you hain tzniyas b'achilosin. When they eat in a very tzniyas manner, right? They don't like walk around eating pizza on Central Avenue, but they do in a very private way. Number two, hain snuin b'achilosin. They're very tzanua in their, did I just read that? Number two, they're tzanua when they go to the bathroom. They shut the bathroom door. And number three, they're very tzanua when it comes to issues such as marital relations. They don't talk about it with other people, etc. So these are three things that Rav Gamliel learned from the Pharisees. Okay? Now, after we learned those three milas and sneas from the Pharisees, nevertheless, the Gemara is going to say something about them. This is not going to help them. Says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Yogimel, Pasuk Gimel, Ani Tzivisi Limukdashai. I have commanded to the people who are Mekadosh to me. So Tanar Yosef, Elu Aparisim. These are the Parisim, the Pharisees, Amukudashin, Muzan, and Legehenim. Who are Mukdash, who are sanctified, Umuzmanin, and prepared for Gehenim. And it's not going to help. This Tzivis, it's not going to help them. Why not? Rabbi Akiva says it's Gevaldik that they're Tzivis, so why shouldn't it help them? The Gevaldik Kasha, the Rishonim ask. No. So gentlemen, there are two reasons why people do something. They do it as logical, or they do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. If you do it just down because it's logical, you don't get credit. If you're doing it because the Ratzon Hashem, you do get credit. So these Pharisees, they did it out of logic. That's not going to help. You only have to do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Usher Zelig.
Would it out of logic seem to be a smoke?
No. It's out of logic. It's my Ratzon, not God's Ratzon. I am the Rambam who discusses the Shev Mitzvah, the same verse. That's by Torah A, and B, it's got to end up being Lishma. If it's just Lo Lishma, and that we say by Torah, do we say it by other things? Do we say it by mitzvahs? Good question. That could be a research project for the day. Ask your Rebbe, get back to us tomorrow. Says the Gemara of Eiter. Now we're going to get back into the halachic section of brachos. So when is the end time of Kriya Shema? Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah, if you remember, Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar, until dawn. Right? You could say it. The Chacham says, no, you only have until when? Who remembers? You only have until Chatzos. Why? Kedei Laharchik Adim in Averu. Amr Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Halacha Kerem Gamliel, the Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. You can have all night. Is that lechatchil? Is that b'dievet? Is machlokes between the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah? Givaldik, guys. The Gemara now brings a braisa that we could learn from until what is the deadline of Kriya Shema and what time does Kriya Shema of Shachris begin. So we have night ending and day beginning. So says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in Halakha Braisa, Shimon Yochai, Omer Pamim Shadim Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balaila. Sometimes a person can read Kriya Shema twice in the evening. Achas Kodim Shalom Rashachar, Yachas Lachas Shalom Rashachar, once before dawn and once after dawn. The Yosef Behen Yidei Chavaso, and he fulfills his obligation. Achas Shayom Vachas Shalaila, once for the day and once for the evening. Wow, says the Gemara, wait a second. Haguf Akasha. That is an inherent contradiction. You said on the one hand, Pamim Shadim Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balaila, under the word Laila. Alma, therefore we see La'achash Yalam Rashacha Laila. We see that after dawn it's still called the nighttime. The Hadr Tani, then you said, V'yotzeh Behen Yidei Chavas, you fulfilled your obligation, Achash Yom V'achash Laila. Once for the evening and once for the morning. Alma, the time after dawn is Yamamahu, is really day. So is this time after dawn, before the sun rises, is it night or is it day? We seem to have an inherent contradiction. Says the Gemara, lo, this is, don't ask the contradiction. Liolam, really, in truth, after dawn is still called Lailu. Ay, v'hakari layom. You call a day that you can fulfill your obligation of Kriya Shema for the morning after dawn before sunrise. Why? Because there are people who wake up at that particular hour. And therefore, even though it's called night, it still falls under the rubric of what pasuk? What word and what pasuk, boys? What? Come on, you should know this. What word? Because for going to sleep, uvikumecha. Therefore, it fits under the rubric of uvikumecha. And therefore, even though it's before sunrise, it's after dawn, there people get up, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema for the day at that particular juncture. Amar Avacha Baruch Hanin, Amar B'Shu Ben Levi, Halacha, Kirim Shema and Yochai. The Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that you can fulfill your obligation of Kriya Shema of Shachris after dawn, even though it's still night. Okay, you can fill your moat because it's not called Boker, it doesn't say Balailu a Boker, it says B'Shach B'cha Uvikumecha, when you get up in the morning, and therefore this is called Uvikumecha. Furthermore, the Gemara says a similar brisa. Okay. We say the following. Rav Shimon Yochai, Omer Shimon Rekiv. Shimon Yochai says the name of Rekiv. Pam Shadim Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Bayom. Sometimes people say Kriya Shema twice in the day. Achas Kodim Neitzachama. V'achas Le'achar Neitzachama. Once before sunrise and once after sunrise. V'yosef En Yodei Chavos. When a person fulfills his obligation. Achas Shal Yom V'achas Shal Leil. Once for the day and once for the night. Says the Gemara, Haguf Akasha. What does Haguf Akasha mean? We just had it literally 5 minutes ago. It's an inherent contradiction. Gevaldik Asher Zelig. Pam Shadim Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim B'yom. We just said a person reads Kriya Shema twice by day. Underline the words by day. Alma we see from here. Shekodim Neitzachama before sunrise. Yamamahu. It is considered day. The Hadr Tani, then you say, Yosef Ben Yedei Chavaso. Then you say you fulfill your obligation. Achash Yom V'Achash Alayla, once for day and once for the evening. Alma what? That even before sunrise is called what? Laila, it's called evening. So is it day or is it night? Turning over to Testament Aleph. Says the Gemara, lo. This, don't ask this, Kasha. Li'olam Yamamahu. Really before sunrise is still considered day. V'hai Dekari Le Laila. Aye, it's called Laila. Because there are people who go shluf at that particular time. And therefore, what are you fulfilling at that time between dawn and sunrise? Somebody besides Asher Zelig, what? Yeah, I know you know. Come on. What pasuk are we fulfilling at that particular time? No. Ubechumecha is when you go wake up. Ubeshach becha, right? Going to sleep. Ubeshach becha is.
If you're saying it's a time when people go to sleep, that seems to be possible like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer.
No, don't we? Not like Rabbi Elazar. No, no. Rabbi Elazar says when you go to sleep. B'shachlecha is when you are sleeping. So you could even say b'shachlecha. I shouldn't have. So I'm the one who mistakenly said b'shachlecha could mean sleeping. Okay. Says the Gemara, Merachah Bar Chanina, Amr Mishum Ben Levi, Halachi Rav Shimon, Amr Mishum Rav Akiva. We follow the opinion of Shimon who says in the name of Akiva that you can fill your Yotzei Zayin Kriya Shema of night, even after dawn, even though it's already day. Because it is Ubishach B'cha. Yeah.
The words year where you could do both. Yeah, it's tricky. Exactly how he paskin, that's a very tricky question, because what's this intermittent period between dawn and sunrise? Sometimes you could say, yeah, it's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you could say such a thing. Within the Zold and Shimba Yachai, that's even more confusing. So you got to ask your local Orthodox rabbi exactly what the parameters are before dawn, before sunrise, after dawn, before sunrise, when is Ma'ariv over, when is Shachris begin. Well, again, the key advice is, daven before Chatzos. The Chachadim have an excellent point. Right, you should always be machmir to try to say Kriya Shiva before Chatzos.
Right.
Yes, dear.
No,
up until Amud HaShachar, clear, that's but clear, that's Ma'ariv. After sunrise, it's clearly Shachris. The murky time is between dawn and sunrise. And we'll see more. We're going to see more about this tomorrow's daf. Let's continue. We're going to see more about it exactly when the earliest time is shortly in terms of when we say certain things. If you say Kriya Shema after dawn, Shalom Yomer Hashkivenu. You can't say the bracha of Hashkivenu because this bracha was said for the people who go to sleep. And that would only be said before dawn. That which we say in the name of Rishum ben Levi, that a person fulfills the requirement of Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv after dawn. Lav beferish itmar. He didn't say that explicitly. Ela michlala itmar. Rather, he said we learned it implicitly. There was a group of Rabbanan who got drunk. I shouldn't say got drunk. They imbibed at the Seuda, at the Chasana of the son of Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay? And they slept up until Amr HaShachar. And because of that, they didn't say Kriya Shema of the evening. So us, the commentary of Yehoshua ben Levi, they came in front of Yehoshua ben Levi before sunrise to ask what should they do. Amr Kedayu Reb Shimon, it's Kedayu Reb Shimon, who permits you to say Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv up until sunrise, lismoch alav b'shas hatchak, to say Kriya Shema even at a time of great need, at a time of onus. But we don't necessarily paskin that way in all scenarios. Okay, a little further. Maisa Shabbo Bonav, you close your Gemara. No, we got 3 more minutes. Maisa Shabbo Bonav, the story of Gamliel's kids coming home from the Chasana. So, va'ad hashto lo shmilu ha'al Gamliel. So the Gemara asks, Can we pass like Rabbi Gamliel or the Chachamim? Up until now, we didn't know the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Says you have all night to say Kriya Shema, and not just until Chatzos. So Hachi Kamerlei, this is what the father said. Rabbanan pligiu lavech. Do the Rabbanan argue on you? And Rabbanan Yachid v'Rabim halachik Rabim. And Yachid and Rabim, when it comes to the minority and the majority, we pass like majority. You only have till Chatzos. Oh Dilma, or perhaps Rabbanan kavasech tvirle. Or the Rabbanan really beikar didn't hold like you. And you have all night. We just put chatzos there as a gather. V'haydeh kamrei al chatzos, and that we say chatzos kedei laharchik adim in avera, just as a gather. But really, in principle, you have all night. Says the Gemara, Amar Lehu, says from Gamliel to his children, Rabbanan kavasi sfirlehu, the Rabbanan really hold like we have all night. V'chayavin atem, and you're obligated to say Kriya Shema now. V'haydeh kamrei al chatzos, and the fact that we say up until chatzos is not the halacha, but rather as a gather, as a fence, kidei la'archik adam in aver. In order that person puts a fence in front of his things, and he shouldn't say it so late. Okay, we'll continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.